Quran. So a person is sitting for a majlis wherein the knowledge of the Quran is discussed, the interpretations of the Quran is discussed. For example, we are doing a hadith here. Hadith is the sharah, is the commentary of the Quran Sharif. So all this is included. So any dini talk that is taking place, obviously, is explaining what is in a Quran Sharif. So this is also falls under the preferability of gathering and what reward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives. So this is just an expression of the love that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for us. Otherwise, these are things that we need to do. We need to sit in these talks and these gatherings. This is something that we are in need. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, over and above that, our need, but yet He is favoring us and He is showering special mercies, as we'll see in today's hadith, just for sitting in these talks. This is the love that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for us. And Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَجْتَمَعَ قَوْمٌ فِي بَيْتٍ مِّنْ بُيُوتِ اللَّهِ يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَيَتَدَارَسُونَهُ بَيْنَهُمْ. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated, the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mentioned that a group of people do not gather in one of the houses, of the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to recite Quran Sharif and to study it amongst themselves, except, now Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is explaining the different virtues that these people get just by sitting and gathering to recite Quran Sharif, to get the ilm of Quran Sharif, to study it, to talk about it, to listen to it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explaining, illa nazalat alayhim as-sakina. The first blessing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused a special tranquility to descend upon them. They are sitting in the talk, in the gathering, they are listening, but simultaneously these four things are happening. The first is that a sakina is descending upon them. And in one ayat of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains what the sakina does, that is coming down into the hearts. وَالَّذِي أَنزَلَ السَّكِينَةَ فِي قُلُوبِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ لِيَزْدَادُوا إِيمَانًا مَعَ إِيمَانِهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the being, is the Zat who sends down this tranquility to the hearts of the believers. And when this tranquility comes down into the hearts of the believers, then what happens? It causes an increase in the iman of the believers. So people are sitting, but when this tranquility is coming down, the iman is increasing. So the first thing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying is when people are sitting in these gatherings, نَزَلَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّكِينَةِ, that the special tranquility comes down. وَغَشِيَتْ هُمُ الرَّحْمَةِ, the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala engulf them. Second favor. So this mercies that come, the tranquility is coming, whatever company we keep, we are getting some asarat, some benefit from their company. We keep the company of the pious people and we get some benefit from the company. So imagine keeping the company of the malaika. The malaika actually throng these gatherings. So we're getting the benefit of the company of the malaika. And the fourth benefit, وَذَكَّرَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنْ عِنْدَهُ, those people that have a lot of love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they express so much of joy when they hear this fourth benefit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the fourth benefit is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions each one of us, for each person that is sitting in such a gathering, fi man inda, Allah Pak takes his name and he mentions his name to those that are around Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in other words the malaika, etc. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this person by name. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so happy that this person is in such a gathering. So those people that have love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they say that this is the best of all the four. In fact, they say it goes up in sequence. That the hadith is mentioning the greater, as it's going higher, as the next blessing is coming, it's showing a greater reward. For example, the first sakina comes, then the special rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is even greater. And then the next thing is, malaika now thronging. And the fourth is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning this person by name, with those that are with him. Start one more chapter and then we'll terminate, inshallah. Short chapter. Babu Fadl al-Wudu'i, the chapter on the virtue of wudu. Wudu is such a thing, as we know, it's a means. It is not the end in itself, but it's a means to the end. For example, if a person wants to recite Quran Sharif, he needs to have wuzu, so he needs to make wuzu. So this is a means for him to recite the Quran Sharif. He needs to read Salah, so he has to make wuzu, and then he performs that Salah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of his love and his mercy, no person in the whole world will do this. A person has to go to work, for example, in the morning. And to go to work in the morning, he'll need to have a wash. He'll need to put his clothes on. He might need to have breakfast. So a person will have to do different things, but no boss pays a person for something that he needs to do to come to work. He needs to be there at work, he gets paid for his time at work. But this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even in that means to the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is rewarding. A person needs to read salah, now whatever he needs to do before he comes for that salah, Allah Pak don't need to reward him. But this is the favor and the love and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For even that wuzu that he needs to make to come for salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is rewarding him so much for that wuzu. So Allah Pak mentions in one ayat of the Quran, يَا أَيُّ الَّذِينَ آمُنُوا إِذَا قُمْتُمْ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ فَغْسِلُوا وُجُوهَكُمْ. This is the style of the Muhaddiseen. They bring an ayat of the Quran and then they bring the hadith. So this ayat of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning that, O believers, that when you stand up to perform salah, wash your faces, your arms to the elbows, pass wet hands over your heads, and wash your feet up to your ankles. فَغْسِلُوا وُجُوهَكُمْ إِلَىٰ قَوْلِهِ تَعَالَىٰ مَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيَجْعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ حَرَجٍ وَلَكِنْ يُرِيدُ لِيُطَهِّرَكُمْ وَلِيُتِمَّ نِعْمَتَهُ عَلَيْكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want to place any difficulty upon you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want to place any difficulty upon you, but Allah Pak wants to purify you and complete His favor upon you so that you may be grateful. So this wuzu also, sometimes it might, we are very lucky, we are very fortunate, we should make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we got hot water. Sometimes many parts of the world, many countries also, they don't have hot water and they don't even have bathrooms in the house. They have to go out of the house, they have to draw water from the well, or they have to keep water overnight and go out in the cold, with that cold water in the cold areas also, they have to make wuzu. So we have to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But supposing that it is difficult also to make wuzu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that the intention of this wuzu is not to make things difficult upon you. It is to complete the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wuzu in itself has got so many benefits. Imagine if we had to just wake up and come straight to the masjid, how many of us would be groggy, we'll be sleepy, we'll feel tired. But this wuzu is such a thing that it refreshes the person at any given time. It makes a person fresh. His mind becomes fresh. His body feels fresh. So apart from the spiritual benefits, there are many physical benefits also for wuzu. A person's whole hayat, his whole appearance now is so much more better. If people had just woke up from the bed and come, how much more different they would have looked. So a person's appearance looks nice. He's physically feeling good. Spiritually also, there's so much of benefits for this wuzu. So we'll do one hadith and we'll terminate. And Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, قَالَ سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَقُولُ إِنَّ أُمَّتِي يُدْعُونَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ غُرًّا مُحَجَّلِينَ مِنْ آثَارِ الْوُدُوءِ. As Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that my ummah will be called on the day of Qiyamah غُرًّا مُحَجَّلِينَ مِنْ آثَارِ الْوُدُوءِ. This غُرًّا مُحَجَّلِينَ, actually what it refers, this غُرًّا مُحَجَّلِينَ refers to a horse that's forehead is white, and its legs, its front legs and its rear legs are white. So generally, you'll find that this is a very, very high quality, high breed, expensive level of a horse, which forehead is white and its legs are white, the front legs and the rear legs, you'll find alternate legs, sometimes you'll find it white. So this shows that this is a very high caliber horse. So in other words, it shows that a person on the day of Qiyamah will be given special light, special nur, that the limbs of his body will be shining, will be like how that horse, if you look at that horse, the first thing that will catch your eye, it's its forehead and its legs, because it's outstanding, it's white. So therefore you'll find that a person on a day of Qiyamah, he will be called, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that my ummah, in other words, this is speciality of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that those limbs that are washed in wuzu will be shining on the day of Qiyamah. It will be shining like how that horse, that forehead and feet, that legs stand out. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَمَنْ إِسْتَطَاعَ مِنْكُمْ أَن يُطِيلَ غُرَّتَهُ فَلْيَفْعَلْ. Whoever has the ability to increase this ghurra, this whiteness, this nur that will appear, then he should do. In other words, make your wuzu properly. And even if you make your wuzu, wash a little bit more. Don't just stop there suddenly by your elbows. Don't just stop there by your ankles. These are things that are going to shine on the day of Qiyamah. So wash a little bit more. So you can get extra shine on the day of Qiyamah. Obviously a person shouldn't waste water, but a little bit more. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you got that ability where you can, ayyutila, to extend that limb that is going to shine on the day of Qiyamah, then do that also. So in other words, there's two things that we have to bear in mind. One is we don't waste water, and at the same time, without wasting water, we should try and do a little bit extra. This is also proven from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We'll continue with the different hadiths of making wuzu, etc. But something we learn important from here is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give us so much. To give us so much that on the day of Qiyamah, these limbs also will be shining. How beautiful a person will feel. His car is shining, his house is shining, his clothes is shining. He feels so nice. And imagine on the day of Qiyamah, the person's limbs will be shining because he would make wuzu, and he will be particular with making his wuzu correctly. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. As you know, today is Friday. We should try and come early for Jumu'ah Salah. We should try and recite Surah Kahf. Send plenty of salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Try and capitalize on the time between Asr and Maghrib. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhanarabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.